agricultural to C2 general commercial.
Case number RC22-012, Stephen Holland is seeking planning commission recommendation for the county commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, number 04-4.0-20-001-001-010.000, located at 110 Lynx Lane, Forsyth. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. The intended use will be for the ability to continue to use and replace the existing sign on the parcel. With the adoption of the Taney County zoning districts and maps, MoDOT is requiring a parcel in this one to be zoned commercial for the ability to replace the sign in the current location.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Stephen Holland, owner of the parcel. I guess really I'll just start. Do you guys have any questions or do you understand what's going on?
I just given any additional overview.
Okay.
Let me show them where it's at real
okay.
quick. So here's where 176 goes. Forsyth's at the bottom of the page. 176 goes to Rockaway Beach. As you can see, our zoning layers. Of course, Lynx Lane goes down to the old Forsyth Golf Course. Zoomed in, you can see we got the little parcel highlighted. There's the pictometry view. So they're just wanting to replace the sign for his business that's on down Lynx Lane, which is the veterinary clinic. At that, I'll let you guys ask him any questions.
Yeah, so where there's been a sign for probably longer than I've been alive, we're wanting to put a different sign than what's been there in the highway department. It's making us do this, so.
Well, that's about as straightforward of a rezone as you get, I think, right there.
And that's actually A1.
Yeah, if you guys want me to fence it off and put a cow out there or something, we can try it.
As long as it's a Hereford.
So let's just see, has anyone signed up to speak on behalf or against this application? The crowd's whittled down, so just to make sure. So we don't have anyone for or opposed this rezone application. Again, we're just recommending to the Taney County Commission. So, do we have enough information for someone to make a motion to approve?
I do. Motion to approve.
Approve. Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Did you get the first and the second? So, the motion will be motion to recommend approval of application 22-012 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Stephen Holland for the parcels located at 110 Lynx Lane to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of the approval, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So the meeting is May 23rd, 9 a.m.
Okay. Thank you.
County Commission. Sorry for the wait.
That's all right.
Thanks.
Have a good night. Okay, that moves us past our rezones, and now we're to conditional use permits. We've got 186 Barnes Lane, Hanson, accessory dwelling unit.
So your first conditional use permit tonight is case number CUP-2217. Jeremy and Heather Johnson are seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to be constructed in the existing detached RV garage located at 186 Barnes Lane. It's parcel number 7-5-22-000-000-002.105. The property is currently zoned RR1, which is Rural Residential District. For the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 2.6 acres in size, with a single-family home built in 2007 and a garage located on the property. It is lot number 3A in the Sycamore Farms subdivision. Per the Taney County Zoning Regulations, Article 3.080, accessory dwelling units that are not rented shall constitute a permitted use in A1 district and constitute a conditional use in all other residential zoning districts, which are subject to approval through the issuance of a conditional use permit, thus the application tonight. So everything to the left of your screen at this point is Stone County. Here's Nolan Road. This is the high road. So we're at the very corner of the county. This, I'll get on Beacon, but I think that's the natural area.
Yeah,
right behind. Yeah, thank you. So here's our subject parcel. There's our zoning layer. So again, that's that accessory dwelling unit part of the zoning regulations. Here's a pictometry view, the subject buildings there. And there's an actual photograph of the building. Then I try to just take pictures of the road. This basically, I'm parked in what was somewhat the cul-de-sac, and then I just turned the other direction. So with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. So this would be a small apartment located inside of our existing RV garage. My son and his daughter-in-law just got married. They're living in a bedroom upstairs. They really, really like their own space, and they are finding apartments are very expensive. And with that, this would be a good solution. And we did have an HOA meeting for the community last month, and everyone was, it was no issue, so.
So, Scott, as an accessory dwelling unit, there wouldn't be the ability to do nightly rental or any of that kind of stuff without coming back before us for another conditional use permit, or?
Per Article 3.080, you can't even rent it. That means like a long-term rental because of the stipulations of the accessory dwelling unit per your regulations. So, no, nightly rental take its own conditional use permit, unless he is asking for that use at the same time, which he's not.
Okay.
It's only the accessory dwelling unit. I didn't think of it, but you could have accessory dwelling unit nightly rental request, so. This one's just for the accessory dwelling.
Anyone left in the crowd for or against wanting to speak on this one? This one seems like number two, pretty straightforward conditional use permit for a good cause.
I don't know if it makes any difference. The construction costs were a little more than we were expecting, so we were going to downsize it from 1,000 square feet down to about 500 square feet, 550. I don't know if that makes a difference for the application.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So, do we have enough information to make a motion on this one?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We've got a motion to approve the conditional use permit.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Amen.
All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good deal.
Great. And
thank
so
you.
Is it approved and we can start, or?
You can.
So there's no other May meeting. That's only the rezones. Yes. You
okay.
Have go ahead and get with us in the office and call. And what we'll need is just the wastewater. But you can call us tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll go over it with you.
Great.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good luck.
All right. Now we've got a proposed nightly rental use for two single-family homes and one RV hookup at 444 Eagle Nest Circle, Forsyth.
So this is CUP 2022-018. James and Sheila McBride are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in the existing single-family home, a proposed future single-family home, and an RV hookup spot for an RV located at 444 Eagles Nest Circle, Forsyth. It's parcel number 5-7.0-36-000-000-004.006. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, property is approximately 7.6 acres in size. It is lot number 2A, located in Eagles Nest Subdivision. Currently, the property has a single-family home slash garage, chouse, or barn dominium, whichever you want to call it. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So this is your standard nightly rental. So depending on the number of bedrooms, you're only allowed to rent to two persons per dwelling unit, per bedroom, and then two persons to the unit. And then for each two persons of occupancy, you need one parking space. And then this one, I've added the number 10. The on-site septic system would be upgraded. And through the second structure, they would have to get a septic permit or show that the existing septic's big enough to handle the flow for the proposed additions. So Forsyth's down here in the bottom right-hand corner. This is Highway 160. Here's the horseshoe curve, so we're right here. It's through the S-curves. We call them the S-curves. This doesn't really show the updated roads, but they have been. They're paved. I'll show you a picture of them. So there's the plan that was presented, and I think that was in your packets for you to look over. Here's our zoning layer. And just standing at the road looking straight south, the current structure. And then like I do on these conditional use permits, I just take a picture of the road right at the driveway, both directions. And with that, I would let the applicant come forward.
Good evening, gentlemen. James McBride, 444 Eagle Nest Circle, Forsyth. I think my application's pretty clear. That is a chouse. We built that so that we could live there while we build the other house. And then as you're looking south at the picture that Scott showed, the RV sits on the right-hand side. And so we do have the septic hooked up. We built it out with a state-approved septic system that I provided the full documentation to Scott's office. That should have been included in your packets. If it wasn't, I brought a copy. So we built it out for a four-bedroom, three-bath septic system, knowing that this was our plan for the property. Also, there's enough parking for 10 people on this side, and then 12, I believe, was down at the other end. We do plan on staying on the property, either in the renting one or the other. So we would either rent both of the house and the chouse and stay in the camper, or a combination of that, depending on what the customer would want. Does anyone have any questions? Yes, sir. I think the one that you can see is my neighbor Aaron Vandenberg. He built it up on the very, very top one. I'm back the other direction, right. Now, there's only one house to the right as you're looking at this picture. That's the Joneses. And their house is about 200 feet from the edge of my camper, and it's all wooded. About 150 foot of it's wooded. And then I also own lot one that goes all the way down where it ends pavement and goes down to the gravel back down to Forsyth, or back down to 160 rather. That you can see is kind of that, looks like a cornucopia there or something. So I don't have anybody on that side. Yes, it's closed off. Yeah. We got Kenny Thurman is the only house past me. I did speak with the... I'm sorry?
What about the gated entry?
So that we would issue single-use codes for them for the duration.